Are there any opponents of the bill in the room? Welcome, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, Senator Tepler, Representative Dudera, distinguished members of the committee. I am Melanie Loizom, Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection, speaking in opposition to LD 317. The premise of the bill appears to be to protect consumers from a direct exposure to chemicals and cosmetics based on potential adverse health effects from such exposure. Since the department's purpose, established in Maine law, is related to environmental protection and the protection of public health from exposure to contaminants in the environment, the department does not have the medical expertise to debate whether it is appropriate or necessary to prohibit the cosmetic uses of any of the chemicals listed in LD 317 to protect consumers. So I would refer any questions you might have in that regard to the Department of Health. I would also note that because regulation of chemicals in cosmetic products is currently outside of the department's scope of responsibility, our knowledge on this subject is based largely on research conducted recently and entirely for the purpose of responding to this and last year's legislation. However, and despite this, the department does have extensive experience implementing laws that prohibit the use of chemicals in consumer products. We also have particular expertise implementing laws that have some foundation in another state. When a law adopted in Maine copies another state's consumer product law verbatim, down to every last and comma, it reinforces the market signal for domestic and international manufacturers. It gives manufacturers confidence that investments in product changes to comply with one state will ensure ongoing market share in other states. This also enables the department to coordinate implementation efforts with those other states to share outreach materials and product compliance information. When a law adopted in Maine has similarities to another state's law, but creates our own boutique version of it, it makes compliance far more challenging. Differences that might appear editorial can have substantive impacts when you're tasking the department with regulating thousands of products made by a broad range of manufacturers, from eyeshadow sold at the local farmer's market, made with mica powders and who knows what else, that your neighbor bought online from China, to the Chinese mica manufacturer itself. Other states with prohibitions on certain chemicals and cosmetics have already been mentioned: California, Maryland, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. LD 317 most closely resembles California's Health and Safety Code, which is helpful because California is generally considered to represent the largest consumer market in the US. But California's code does not include, and I stand corrected on this, I think I did find lead and triclosan in California's law. However, I still have not been able to find triclocarbon or nonylphenol in any of those states' laws, as it has been proposed to be regulated in Maine under LD 317. However, California does have a wide variety of laws that regulate chemicals and consumer products, so those chemicals could be regulated under other statutory constraints other than the one that's been proposed for adoption here. So let's talk quickly about what different compliance requirements in state laws look like. Manufacturers of cosmetic products are prohibited from selling a cosmetic product with lead in Vermont. But anyone who's not the manufacturer, it looks like, can still sell them. Vermont's law is a prohibition on manufacturers. In Washington, everyone is prohibited from selling cosmetic products, which would be the case here in Maine. The prohibition applies not just to manufacturers, but to all persons. But in Washington, the lead limit is only for products that contain more than one part per million of lead. And then in Oregon, only manufacturers are prohibited from selling a cosmetic product with more than 10 parts per million of lead. So, based on the department's experience implementing similar prohibitions and research conducted, again, just for the purposes of responding to this legislation, it is clear that implementing a prohibition on chemicals and cosmetic products in Maine by the DEP will require additional staffing to develop outreach materials, respond to inquiries from regulated entities, and investigate complaints of noncompliance. Thank you for the opportunity to provide this testimony, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there questions from the committee? Yes, Ms. Representative Schmerzel Burgess.
Well, this was brought up last year, and I think you answered the question because you felt confident enough that Maine covered this well enough, right down to The components. I can't remember what it was, but I. Are you following me?
Nope.
Okay.
But
Me neither.
we talked about a lot of chemicals last session.
But you felt confident enough that the department had this covered.
There is an existing law that Representative Warren mentioned, toxic chemicals in children's products, which actually includes regulation of any chemicals that could come in contact with a fetus. And so, arguably, while there might be cosmetics only used by men that wouldn't be covered by that, any that might be used by women would be. And so, we would have the authority to regulate these chemicals under that context and that statute. We have not updated the list in order to pursue that, nor have we done any rulemaking under that law in several years due to lack of staffing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Lotham, is there another department in the executive branch of the state of Maine that you feel would be better served to regulate these provisions?
Well, I, without the authority of that other commissioner to say this, I'm going to preface it by saying that, as I suggested in my testimony, to the extent that it is about protecting people from direct exposure as opposed to environmental exposure, if it's related to the health effects of a chemical through that, application to one's skin, it does seem as though that is, more of a health concern, and so would be more appropriate potentially with the Department of Health.
Or if it's about health concerns, would the CDC have the
They are
capability?
within the Department of Health.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
Sure.
Yes, Representative Anglice has a question.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, Commissioner. I just wanted to ask, is I'm gonna regather my thought for a second. Is the department's source of opposition more leaning on the resources side of things, or in or toward the just the complexity of the consistent regulation itself? Like, where what's the principal
Sure.
source,
Yep.
just to distill it from your testimony?
Sure. It is probably primarily related to the resource demand, and then also the complexity. And again, because we have several other chemical and consumer product statutes that are going unimplemented right now. And so adopting another chemical and consumer product law is going to redirect our attention to the new law and continue to make it challenging for us to implement those existing laws.
All right. Seeing no further questions, thank you for your testimony, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present in the room or online who would like to offer testimony in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, I will bring the hearing on LD 317, an act to enact the Safe Cosmetic Act.